Can I bring you closer to home with the Tigers, Lee? And I, look, there may be some legal bent to this too. Just on Joey Leilua, who has been in the news, and just want clarification because he's leaving, taking a swipe at Madge, and he's also said he was never offered a contract at all. There was no train and trial. Are you able to shed any light on that part of the story?
Absolutely. When in doubt, go to the source. Joey is correct. There was no contract of any sort offered to Joey.
No. And the writing was on the wall for him. The moment that the squad had to be selected to go to Queensland, he was left out. Surely the penny had to drop with Joey. You're not a great influence on the team, mate. You've got to look at yourself as to what value. All your experience should be turned into a positive, not a negative, whereas all his experience is now, a lot of it's become baggage, sadly, for Joey.
Well, it's difficult for me to comment on that, Andrew, as you can appreciate. I know Joey particularly well, and I do like him as a human being. I think he's a lovely fellow and a lovely family man. But these are difficult decisions that are taken in the context of salary cap and list management and decisions taken by our football committee and predominantly our head coach and ones that we as a board support.
Well, I'll say this. I don't think we've had a call or text say we wish we kept Joey. So, Joey needs to understand that. That's fans' opinion. Not that that should be the absolute barometer, but there hasn't been any support for Joey Leilua here.